Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Michael Kelsey on the possibility of a state beef checkoff in just a moment.
The promise made more than 20 years ago continues today. The commitment of Oklahoma's oil and natural gas industry to clean up the remnants of abandoned well sites has enhanced the beauty of our state more than 14,000 times over. Each year, the OERB commits millions of dollars to cleaning up the remains of decades-old abandoned well sites. And while we are proud of our progress, our job is not finished. Oklahomans who work, play, and live in the land we call home have a right to the beauty and productivity they can take pride in once again. It's our foundation and pledge to future generations. OERB is proud to serve our neighbors in our mission of restoration. Call 1-800-664-1301. That's 1-800-664-1301. Or visit OERB.com to register your site today.
We've heard from folks like Chandler Keyes, who's worked on cattle industry issues for a lot of years in our nation's capital as a lobbyist. He indicates he thinks it would be pretty dangerous to reopen the Acton Order of the 1985 beef checkoff. Chandler says maybe a better idea is to allow the bigger beef population states to get a state-level beef checkoff to supplement the current federal checkoff. Texas has done that about a year or so ago, and Oklahoma has authorization from the state legislature to pursue that as well. Michael Kelsey, Executive Vice President of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, with us today. Michael, how is the effort to get going on a state checkoff going?
Yeah, we continue to meet with those entities and organizations that are involved in this, commodity groups, etc. We continue those discussions. What we're doing right now is trying to refine what we would present to the countryside, whether it be the assessment level, what the checkoff is able to do, how it's collected, all of those types of things. So we continue to refine that. I'm hoping that we can move through this summer and possibly present something for Oklahoma to consider in November. So that would be, and let me define what that would be. That would be possibly a petition drive that would ramp up maybe this fall and move into the winter or the spring. Again, this is very flexible, so this could move and change depending upon many other things as well. So, you know, at the earliest, we could possibly have a state vote in the spring of 2016. I think that's pretty aggressive. So it may be summer. And then again, of course, now we're getting into right to farm as well as a presidential election and state senate and house races and so forth. So things are going to get kind of crowded, if you will. And so we'll need to consider that and think about that too. But all that, I'm going the long way around the barn to explain it, but we are continuing to have some discussions and move forward in that sense. And that's exciting.
You know, obviously, you'd have to have resources to do the checkoff.
That's right.
Going to need resources for the right to farm, state question 777 as well. Let's talk about right to farm.
Yeah, you bet. We're excited. We're done with the legislature as far as right to farm. So it is officially on the ballot for 2016. As you mentioned, state question 777. We're very fortunate and we're going to have some fun with that. It's time now for us as agriculture to pull together in a vote yes campaign. And so obviously the first thing we need cattle producers out in the countryside, and I'll speak specifically to cattle producers at this point in time, is gear up to vote. We need yes votes. So first and foremost, be prepared to go to the ballot box and vote yes.
Michael Kelsey with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association talking state question 777, right to farm. You've got the beef buzz on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.